Proverbs for the day, December the 2nd, Proverbs 2, verse 21. For the upright shall dwell in the land, and the perfect shall remain in it. For the upright shall dwell in the land, and the perfect shall remain in it. Now, 4 is a conclusion drawn from the previous statements. Note the word for that starts this verse. 4 is a conclusion that's drawn from previous statements. And upright is a posture, a way of walking. We as humans walk upright. Sometimes we have to be told when we're little guys to stand up, walk upright. We notice the typical military bearing of someone who's been taught to stand up and walk upright. And upright is a posture of walking. The land is victorious Christian living for us today. It's your life. Your life wherever it is. Your whole life. Your inheritance was given to you just like He gave it to the children of Israel individually, and He outlined it. Do you know that you're not supposed to do just anything with your life? The Israelites were not allowed to settle just anywhere. He gave them boundaries and said, you conquer this thing. God has a will for your life. God has a region for your life. He has it both mentally, spiritually, educationally. It's possible, and it's very possible He has it geographically. God will tell you to be somewhere at a certain time, and you being there will matter about you and God hooking up, meeting together. When troops go out and they're dispersed or they're dropped in an airdrop, one of the first things they want to do is get to their rally point and hook up together. Make sure they've got it all straightened out. Let's look at this for a minute, and notice that this 4 is a conclusion, and it's about you and I dwelling in the land, that is, being in the will of God on a daily basis and remaining in it. Look at verses 1 to 10 with me. Verses 1 to 10. And notice that He tells us what to do. He says, cry after. He says, seekest as silver, verse 4. He says, lay up sound wisdom. Verse 9, then shalt thou understand righteousness, judgment. Verse 10, when wisdom entereth into thine heart, and knowledge is pleasant to thy soul, discretion. Knowing, doing right. Doing right. Do right by the Lord, by His words. Do right in your roles. I mean, take a piece of paper and write down the things that God has you fulfilling. He uses words to describe them in His Bible. He doesn't leave it airy-fairy. He makes man, and then He makes woman. He makes Adam, then He makes Eve. Then He sends children. And so all through your Bible and all through the epistles, He talks about the husband and the wife and the children and the servant. He talks about the pastor and the deacon and the elder. The Lord gives us roles that we have to play out, that we have to live out. We have to play the man, you men, at our roles. So do right in those roles. Know the priorities. Find out what God says about it. Don't go to the world first. Now wait. When you are coming to the Word of God and you are building the foundation of your life, as Paul said He did for others, He laid the foundation for them and with them in 1 Corinthians 3. Whenever possible, you're supposed to learn from somebody who's walked that way before. That's just the way God made it. It avoids a lot of pride on our part. Have you ever noticed as you try to help a young child, I can do it, I can do it, and then they have to make a mess of it. Some of them have to make a mess of it all their life before they listen. Doing right, doing right. How is it that I will be able to have a victorious Christian life? There is the foundation of doing right. In verse 11, discretion shall preserve thee, understanding shall keep thee. There's doing right, and there's discretion. Discretion. If it's doubtful, don't. As if it's doubtful, and when I mean doubtful, I mean if it's doubtful as far as could this be a wrong thing? Could this be dirty? Could this hurt my walk? Could this be a bad spirit? Could this be uncharitable? Could this be ungracious? Well, there's nothing wrong with being charitable and gracious. Our Lord Jesus Christ was. The Apostle Paul was. The preachers and believers and men and women that we read about that gone before us were. Discretion preserves. Look, discretion shall preserve thee. Discretion preserves because you choose the cleanest and the safest path. I'm not talking about an isolated path. I'm not talking about sitting in a room somewhere, or a cave, or a monastery. I'm talking about what's best for your inner person, your heart, your mind, your will, your thoughts, your words. Discretion. Discretion means no flirting with spiritual, moral, emotional things that are wrong, or even doubtful. What if you did that? Now, some of you, there wouldn't be a big change in your life, and praise the Lord for that. But perhaps there's someone listening, and you, in the back of your heart and mind, or perhaps it's moving towards the front by the work of the Holy Spirit, and you're saying to yourself, you know, I need to cut this out. I need to do something about this. I'm flirting with moral or spiritual or emotional or physical or financial things that are doubtful. I just need to cut this out. I just need to use some discretion and deal with it. You know, discretion is a word widely used in our Bible. We're not going to have to worry about running references. If you're serious, you can run a few yourself in your concordance, on your computer, just whatever. And then thirdly, deliverance from. Look at verse 12. To deliver thee from the way of the evil man, from the man that speaketh froward things. Look at verse 16. To deliver thee from the strange woman, even from the stranger which flattereth with her words, which forsaketh the guide of her youth and forgetteth the covenant of her God. Deliverance from. Do not tarry. Do not debate. Depart. Flee youthful lust. If you're older, but it's a youthful type of lust, flee it. If it has to do with praise, if it has to do with recognition, if it has to do with acknowledgement, if it has to do with accomplishing something at the cost of your conscience, cast it down. Get rid of it. Do not settle for deliverance after the fact. See, deliverance from, verse 12. Deliverance from, verse 16. See, do right. Use discretion. And expect and have as your goal deliverance from these things. Now, if you've stumbled and fallen, God will help you. God will pick you up. If you look over your shoulder and you say, you know, that there's some place in that path that were no good this year, God will help you. But this is a good time. Calendar years are a good thing. We can make a good thing out of them. And it's just a good time to look over the shoulder and say, okay, I got to look at this. Lord, help me to learn to make it doing right my priority. Lord, remind me. I'm going to remind myself to use discretion. And Lord, I'm going to expect and have as my aim in life deliverance from this. Now, if you're in it already, get deliverance from it. But the ideal is to stay delivered from it as you go through life. We think of Joseph. Joseph gets sold into slavery. Joseph works his way up to where he is being trusted. And Potiphar's wife tries to put the move on him, and he flees, and he gets delivered from. He said, look what it did. It got him put in the pit. Yeah, but later he got deliverance from that too. So his deliverance was all the way. And so I trust today that you'll think of it that way. I trust today that you'll consider the fact that it's worth it to do right. It's important to use discretion and expect deliverance from these things.